Even in a place that requires you to work like two or three different jobs, we have watched this state become essentially unlivable for working class people. And it makes me deeply angry. My name is Graham Plattner, and I'm running for U.S. Senate in Maine to defeat Susan Collins. A decade of military service going overseas, farming oysters to feed my community, diving to lend a hand to other fishermen, trying to start a family. But everywhere I've gone, it seems like the fabric of what holds us together is being ripped apart by billionaires and corrupt politicians, profiting off of destroying our environment, driving our families into poverty, and crushing the middle class. I did 4 infantry tours in the Marine Corps and the Army. I'm not afraid to name an enemy. And the enemy is the oligarchy. It's the billionaires who pay for it, and the politicians who sell us out. And yeah, that means politicians like Susan Collins. I'm not fooled by this fake charade of Collins' deliberations and moderation. The difference between Susan Collins and Ted Cruz is at least Ted Cruz is honest about selling us out and not giving a damn. People know that the system is screwing them. They know it in their bones. Nobody I know around here can afford a house. Healthcare is a disaster. Hospitals are closing. We have watched all of that get ripped away from us, and everyone's just trying to keep it all together. Why can't we have universal healthcare like every other first world country? Why can't we take care of our veterans when they come home? Why are we funding endless wars and bombing children? Why are CEOs more powerful than unions? We fought 3 different wars since the last time we raised the minimum wage. I'm not pretending to have all the answers, but I know that I'm asking the right questions. When I tell people around here that I'm running for Senate, sometimes the initial reaction is, what the f***? But but when I tell them why I'm doing it, because I truly do believe that we can build a system that is going to represent working people, the number one response has been, well, thank God somebody's going to do it. You're supposed to fight for the things you love. This is our home. And I will fight tirelessly for it, for you. It's Mainers first, in Maine, always.
Again, that is Graham Plattner running against Susan Collins. I'm hoping to have him on the show. And he was actually asked how you'll win over Trump supporters. And it sounds like after I show you this clip of Susan Collins, there's quite a few that can be won over. But here is him talking about that.
But I am going to drag along some of them. And I know that because I work next to them on the boat launch. And we bitch every day. We sit down drinking coffee at the bottom of the Sullivan boat launch, complaining about rich people stealing our money, complaining about a healthcare system that's falling apart, and complaining about the fact that none of our friends and family can afford a place to live. We talk about those things, and we all agree on it. It's funny. Over the past week, people are like, how are you going to talk to Trump supporters? I'm like, what, are you kidding me? I do it every day, man.
I like this guy. Now, the establishment is likely supporting trying to get Janet Mills, who is the governor of Maine, to run for Senate. And she is, I think, 74, 78. And I don't know. I just am letting you know this is an option. Now, Susan Collins, as I said, was booed at her town hall. Not really a town hall, but at a public event. Here's how it happened. He was about to fold his arms like a 1980s movie high school teacher, if that makes sense. You darn kids. Anyways, we also have here Susan Collins getting booed some more and them actually saying this.
But I'm so disgusted with the cuts the Republican Party has made to this big ugly bill. That's what you're
going to say. Get out of here.
So, ma'am, if you would let me celebrate.
Oh, please.
There's no celebration.
There's no celebration.
I won't celebrate.